It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air. Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Welcome back, everybody. Telephone number, and we hope we didn't have a problem with the phones because we got open lines for you all the way across all of a sudden. Kind of strange. Telephone number to be on with me is 866-444-3478. We had some people trying to guess the contest picture, and we've had two come very close so far, but it's still open for winning one of the schools, one of the natural organic certification courses. To see the photograph, it's right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Go there and check it out. If you want to get our free weekly newsletters, you can sign up right there. The Organic Club of America, which has other benefits than the just the newsletter, you can sign up for right there as well. And there is information there on the homepage about the course, about the certification course. It's 15 chapters. I think that there's some misconception that it's just for people in the business. It is detailed enough for people in the business, and a lot of people are having their employees go through it and doing it themselves and all that. But on the other hand, we've had an awful lot of people take it and enjoy it and go get all the way through and become get their certification and everything. They're homeowners. They just wanted to have more detailed information about what they were doing. And it really doesn't matter whether you are already into organics or not, because I teach it 15 chapters at a time, and it's – you know, we cover the really basic stuff and then get into some pretty good details. One of the fun things about the course is that I was able to use a lot of my photography that I've done over the years in a way I've never used before. So check it out. I think you might like it. We're getting really good reports about the whole thing. One quick thing, and the phone lines are loading up again. But let me catch up on a couple of things I didn't get to in the first hour. One is leaf management. The leaf management now shifts over to those plants that are semi-deciduous or completely evergreen. You know, the live oaks are kicking off leaves like crazy. My evergreen red oak, which is called Cambi oak, is filling our pool full of leaves on a daily basis, and we're having to deal with that. Other things, the big bay, I told you that my big bay that I've had outside for over 35 years got some cosmetic damage, got some burned leaves on the west side. It's pretty interesting, toward the big ginkgo. And I've got some photographs of it. We'll show. I'm going to wait until it leafs back out. Two-thirds of it's still green. Two-thirds of it wasn't even burned, but about a third of it was burned pretty badly. And I'm going to wait until it does leaf out and show with photographs the whole story there. One of the things that I started talking about and I didn't finish in the first hour is that I have agreed now, unless something comes up, obviously, to speak at all the Mother Earth news fairs that are across the country. There's five more of them, I believe, that are coming up, and they're listed on DirtDoctor.com. If you go to the buttons where it says Howard Garrett and appearances, click on that, and it lists them all right there. I've talked briefly to Mother Earth about this, and I don't think that they're going to have a problem. I'm going to change my format and how my talks are. I used to do two talks, one the basic program and go through in detail about how you do that and save money and on water and all that kind of stuff. And then the other one was this natural organic pest control. Well, the natural organic pest control talk gets three or four times as many people coming to it as the other one. It's been really interesting to me. And it's partly because of the way I've structured it. We've set it up in kind of a fun way, and a lot of people are pretty fascinated about how many beneficial insects there are out there that you can take advantage of if you know what they are, that you don't have to buy. They're just part of nature and all that. So this, we're going to probably on the next one of these, and I may experiment with this idea on some of the lectures and talks that I do from this point before we even do another Mother Earth News event. I'm going to do the second one on trees, on tree care, and it's going to be, I'm having a hard time figuring out exactly how I want to structure it, but I think what I'm going to do is have a talk that talks about selection of trees, the planting of trees, proper planting of trees, and then the management of trees, the program that you use for ornamental trees, fruit trees, orchards, shade trees, etc. And then, you know, obviously have some great detail about the root flare thing and how to handle trees that you buy at the nursery that are bad, that are too deep in the containers, wrapped in burlap and twine that won't break down, you know, all those kind of things that to a lot of people are common sense, but to a lot of other people are kind of a mystery, and they just trust the landscape contractors and nurseries to deal with it, and you need to know a little bit more about that. And then the final step that I'm trying to figure out how to work in is I'm going to do the fabulous trees of the world at the end of it, and that will include things like the champion pecan tree and Weatherford. My ginkgo will probably be in there too, because it, for its age, is pretty spectacular. The big tree in Costa Rica that's a national or international champion tree, the Montezuma cypress that's in Oaxaca, Mexico, that literally is somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 years old. It's just the most incredible thing you've ever seen. And then some other spectacular trees, and just do a real quick review of those and see how that works. We're going to be probably talking to some arboretum and contractors and tree care companies and all about that, and kind of running it up the flagpole and see how everybody likes it. But the idea is to have a talk that's a little bit more specific than just the natural organic program. It gets worked into both of those talks, the insects and the trees, and I just think people respond to it better. And I think this tree thing gives me an opportunity to use a lot of the stuff that I haven't shown to people before about this tree business. It's a big deal. I think trees are, you know, of all the landscape elements, they're the most important because they're the only ones that, as they grow, will actually increase property value tremendously. You know, shrubs won't do that. Ground cover won't do that. Grass really won't do that. And, you know, potted plants will, I guess, to a degree if you're trying to help sell a house. But nothing does it like trees that are healthy and living up to their potential. Okay, 866-444-3478. Here is Chris in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Chris. Right when I clicked on him, Chris dropped off. I hope we're not having some phone problems. We do that occasionally around here. Somebody called and left a message how to get rid of gophers and moles. There's a product out there. It's great. that I thought was gone. It's back on the market again, called Scram, and they have specific products for gophers and moles. Gopher Scram, mole Scram, in other words. They also have deer Scram, rabbit Scram, this Scram, that Scram, and they're great. If you want to try to do it yourself, look for products or other products. Look for products that contain garlic, castor oil, hot pepper, things like that. Some of those work pretty well. Here's Susie in Fort Worth. Hey, Susie, let's see if you're going to hang around.
Yeah, Howard.
What's
no,
going
I'm
on?
Here.
Okay.
What I wanted to ask you is that I live on a little lake that's owned by someone across the lake, and we have a beaver on the lake. I've got one crepe myrtle. I read online that you could put some sand and some latex paint, some construction sand, and paint the trunk, and that he wouldn't like that, but that was the first one to go, completely chewed down.
Wow. Okay.
It was about maybe 3-4 inches in diameter, so it was a small one, and now he's moved up and gnawed on my next one, and then the one that's probably 15 feet high.
I didn't like that sound I just heard, Mary Rose. Okay, we are having some phone issues. I apologize, folks. Call in again if you got dropped off, 866-444-3478. I'll rather than rush it, she asked about beaver control, and I'll talk about that. It's kind of an interesting problem that I've had some dealings with, and I'll cover it for you when I come back. And then we'll go back to the phones and talk about what you want to talk about right after this. Don't go away. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dear doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and hopefully we've got our phone system squared away. I don't know. Give it a try. We got a couple of people that have just come back. It's 866 444-3478. Susie was the one that called about the beaver, so I'll pull her up first. Susie, you there?
Yes, hi. I thought maybe the beaver moved over to my phone line.
I think we have a beaver problem here at the studio. It happens every now and then, it seems. Yeah, let's talk about some experience I've had with these beavers. I did the landscape design years ago for the Frito-Lay National headquarters, and there's a big lake there, and we planted some new bald cypress trees and dawn redwood and different things around the lake area, and we started having beavers come in and take the trees down. So we tried something that I'd seen versions of, but I came up with a new idea, and that was to take the fabric of chain link fence, you know, really heavy stuff,
right,
and wrap it around the trunks. It's best if you paint it first, you know, paint it brown or something that's a color, similar to the color of the trunk, and wrap it around and make it plenty loose and overlap it and connect it with hog rings so you can expand it as the tree grows. See what I mean? And we put 5-foot chain link fence fabric, and it worked until one day a beaver got smart enough to climb up over the top of the chain link fence fabric and cut it down above it. So it worked really well for a while, and then the beaver just said, "No, I'm going to get to it anyway."
How tall was the fabric?
5 feet. He climbed up 5 feet over it.
Right.
So
right.
The rest of the trees, you know, were fine, and it's worked. People have used it on that project, and we lost control of it being under an organic program some years ago. And I've seen them do things like use just a chicken wire or something like that around the trees. Mm-hmm. And one
that's what I'm doing.
The beavers, they can tear that off. They don't have any problem with that. Plus the fact you tend to forget about it, and it, you know, as the tree grows, it'll start digging into the tree.
Exactly.
So you want to put something on there that's substantial enough that you'll see it and be reminded of it, and then hope they won't go up over it. You tried something that sounds kind of interesting. You put sand in a paint, huh?
That's what they said online. Just painted on the trunk,
But they just went right through that, huh?
Yeah, I just chewed it down right away.
I wonder if you could use a heavier grit and do any good with that.
Yeah, they said construction. You know, they made a point of construction sand, and I didn't know what that was, but I got some what I thought was construction sand, and. Maybe, I don't know what's coarser than that, I guess. But
construction sand probably means sharp sand or washed sand. It has a, you know, it's not as heavy as pea gravel, but it's a pretty coarse sand. It's about like
better than sandbox.
Yeah, right, about like that. I don't think there's anything foolproof. I think that trapping them sometimes has to be done, and it's very difficult to do. You have to use very large, very strong traps. It's a powerful animal.
Right.
And the chain link fence thing will work probably 90% of the time, so you might give that a shot and see.
Okay. I really appreciate it. I'll keep you posted.
Okay. Good luck.
Thanks.
Talk
bye.
To you later. Open lines at 866-444-3478. Another question that came in, and I'm going to be putting some information into my Dallas Morning News article about this right away, but there's a lot of questions about, is it, especially because of this crazy weather being such an early spring and everything for a lot of people, is it too early to plant solid sod St. Augustine, Bermuda, Zoysia, bluegrass, fescue, whatever? The answer is you could have planted about 2 months ago or 3 months ago. It's by no means too early to plant solid sod. If you can get good quality sod right now, get it out. It's that root system will start to grow. We're seeing situations on golf courses and other places where Bermuda is, especially, and well, St. Augustine grass as well, where things are already greening up and starting to grow. So there's really no risk about the sod being frozen by putting it out at this time. And like I say, we'll put out solid sod on projects in the fall and even in the winter, as long as the ground's not completely frozen. The cool season grasses in the north can handle, you know, that really cold situation. And in the south, our southern grasses don't have any problem at all. Now, is it possible for there to be some freeze damage? Yeah, it's possible. I mean, we went through a situation that could have been bad this year. We had a 50-degree drop in 12 hours. It didn't hurt any solid sod out there. I've looked at a lot of projects, and there's not any damage there. The cosmetic damage I've seen is pretty spotty. I've got a place, a residential property that's near my house, that I'm fascinated by the fact that it's got a pittosporum hedge, a green pittosporum, the one that's not the hardiest. It didn't even get any cosmetic damage by this tremendous drop. Now, back in 1983, 84, we had a severe drop in temperature, and it lasted a long, long time. It froze things. It froze sod. It froze sod that had been there for 40 years, you know, existing sod and existing live oak trees. So, yeah, a crazy event like that's going to freeze things, but you really can't schedule your projects around that kind of an idea. I'm Howard Garrett. The number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back with you right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here is Mike in Farmers Branch, Texas. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Howard. It's been a while. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks.
Well, I've heard you talking the last couple of weeks about mentioning your big bay tree had some burn foliage. Well, I was wondering, I've got an oleander that looks like about the same thing happened, probably when we had that 15, 16-degree weather here.
Sure. Yeah.
Any advice, any sage
Well, advice? I just wrote an article about oleander. Somebody wrote me and said that they had just given up. You know, they had had it burned back and died to the ground several times out of the last few years, and we're going to plant something else and wanted to know what plants I'd recommend. And they ask an interesting question that led me to look into something in more detail than I've ever done before. They asked me, in taking out the oleander, is there any danger in handling the cutting and the removal, any toxicity issues from that standpoint? And if you burned it, would there be any danger of breathing it? And I did a little bit of research about it and found out that there indeed is, more so than I really realized. So there are kind of two issues here. Do we keep the oleander and keep suffering this, or do we go with some other plant? On the oleander burn back, if you cut the dead off, and you can throw it in the compost pile, by the way, in the compost action, if you're maintaining the compost at all, will neutralize the toxicity that's in the oil. That's fine. And it'll come back, probably come back out if it's not completely dead, roots and all. Drenching it with the Garrett juice formula would help quite a bit. This is one of the few times where I would say cutting back a plant pretty substantially would probably be a pretty good idea. Is your oleander a red one or a pink or white?
It's kind of toward red.
A red one. The red ones tend to be the hardiest, the toughest.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. So if you want to keep it, just cut it back some. The completely dead tips are not going to come back out. Wear some gloves when you're stripping the leaves off of it and pruning it. I think that's good advice, and I'm going to have that in my column in the Dallas Morning News. But if you don't want to deal with that, this is the first time I've ever had to deal with it with my bay.
Yeah.
And I've had it outside 35 years. The oleanders tend to have it happen to them every year or so.
Yeah, I've had this one probably for 10 years, and this is the first time it's you know, really burned back this bad. And I know it's a kind of a marginal plant for our zone, but I don't know. I think they're pretty. So.
Oh, yeah, it's one of the few plants that has a lot of flowers all summer long, and people like that. If you want to consider something else, either go with it or a replacement at some point, the oleanders are probably among the flowering shrubs that are underused the most. The regular big full-size abelia is just a terrific plant. We have several at our office. They were there when we bought the place. We didn't plant them. But there are now semi-dwarf and dwarf versions of abelia that are just terrific. And one of the things besides just the beauty of abelia is that they attract beneficial insects extremely well because they have those little white flowers or pink flowers and some of the dwarf ones that last all summer long.
Well, yeah, we live out here on golf courses at Brookhaven, which I know you're familiar with.
Sure.
We've got lots of honeybees and butterflies and everything all summer long. Basil probably is one of the biggest attractors that we have. We get basil comes back every year from all the seed that gets scattered. But
that's good. That's great.
Well, this is still green, kind of in the center, so I may do some cutting back and then see what happens.
Yeah, just tip growth and cut off and. Toss it in compost pile. Wear some gloves. Getting the oil on your skin, really handling them a lot is maybe a little bit more of a concern than I've thought about in the past.
Okay. Well, thanks for your help.
I appreciate the call.
I'm going. Bye.
And we've still got the contest going. People have come really close to identifying the tree that we have, and it is indeed a tree. If you identify it correctly, you win one of our certification courses, the online course. If you don't want to play the game and identify the plant, and just sign up for it. All the information is there for you on dirtdoctor.com. You can click on those windows that go through a little slideshow right there on the homepage, and one of them is me explaining the course for you. He mentioned Brookhaven Country Club. Yeah, I have some Brookhaven area. That's where I started my career. Got out of the Marine Corps, got married, came to Farmers Branch, Texas, and I was a laborer at Brookhaven Country Club at first, and then an assistant superintendent for a while, and that's where it all got started. So we, I thought I was going to be a golf course architect was the idea, and the guy that was running the Club Corporation of America that owns it was a guy that I just called on, went and sat down and talked to him and said I'd really like to learn the business and be a golf course architect at some point. And he said, well, I think we ought to just have you go through the whole program, start from the bottom and go up. And my first job with a college degree was at Brookhaven Country Club and Farmers Branch, and they gave me a rake and said, there's the first hole. Just start walking and raking the traps, and you'll learn the golf course that way. Didn't have a cart. I'd walk. Along about 1:30, I noticed that nobody had told me about lunch break, and back in those days especially, I'm still that way a little bit. I don't miss very many meals, and it was an interesting way to start the career, probably a good one. In fact, the next thing I learned was how to ride riding mowers and mow the greens, and so we went through the whole process there. I got in the landscape business because my boss started throwing landscape design projects at me. He was selling on the side, and he wasn't a designer or anything, so I started doing them for him. Fell in love with that more so than the golf business and switched over, which is what my degree was in anyway. One of the interesting things about that, though, was that because of my degree, I could have become a landscape architect under the grandfather clause, but I didn't think I was going to do that. I thought I was going to be in the golf business, and so I didn't do it. The time period elapsed, and so when I finally decided I was going to be in the landscape design business, I had to go take the test at the state level to become a registered landscape architect, instead of getting grandfathered like everybody else my age did. Let's talk to Nick in Mommy Chicago. He's got.
Well, you better ask her nicely.
Nick, are you there?
Yes.
What's going on?
Hey, sorry about that.
That's all
yeah,
right.
I got a question about the like a house plant, the money tree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got it from my mother-in-law, and any tips? It's starting. The leaves have been browning from the tips inward. Some of the stalks have fallen off, but it still has like a clear sap coming out and some of the stems.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more about it. Does yours have multiple trunks and they're braided, or is it a single trunk, or
multiple trunks braided. Yeah.
Braided. Yeah. That's how a lot of those money plants are done. I've got about three of them at the office, and we've got one at home. The only thing I've ever seen, Nick, that you can do wrong with money plant, it's a pretty tough plant, is to grossly overwater it or go the other direction too far. You know, just let it get completely dried out. So,
okay.
Any chance either one of those has happened?
That was my kind of where I was leaning, because it's in a plastic pot, and then it's in a and then inside there, it was placed that inside like an old ceramic like planter or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where the moisture was kind of storing itself. And so I pulled it out, and it felt like it was doing a little bit better. I took it out of that porcelain and just let it fully drain the rest of the roots out. And then it started to come back, and I think I might have reached that point of go in the other direction. So I think I might have reached one extreme to the other.
Yeah. Put it in a ceramic pot or one that has good drain holes in it. It could be plastic or ceramic, either one. And then get some saucer that can go under it that can catch the water as it goes through. And
okay.
What I do, I water mine probably a little less than once a week, I guess. And mine came from a grower that used peat moss, you know, the typical kind of stuff that I don't recommend.
Yes, that's what we ended up doing a search, and it had a peat moss on there. And I said, I don't know if that's something we should even I don't want to go down that. I don't know if we should go down that route.
Well, you can't avoid it. Most of the industry still uses peat moss as a base in their potting soils. But what you can do is you can add some rock minerals to that peat moss soil. Lava sand, a little green sand, the azomite product, if you want to get that, work that in. All those things will help convert it over to a more organic and full of life kind of a potting soil. And all that will affect your watering. You won't have to water as much. But having the saucer under it and watering so it goes through, and what happens with mine is it drains through that peat moss soil, and then you can see the water standing in the saucer down there, and then it'll slowly absorb it back up into the plant. And then once you get the top couple of inches dry, and you can test that with a wooden pencil that's been sharpened. Use that as a probe, and then you water again. Look at watering once a week. Try to go a little longer than that if you can, and I think your money plant will turn around. Sounds like it already has, and it'll be better.
It has. Last question for it then, like for light location, I think medium light or bright light?
Bright light is it likes the best, but it can take fairly low light levels. We I've got three at the office. Like I say, one of them only gets a little light in the morning sunlight for the window. My office has south facing windows, gets a lot of light, and then the one at home is a western facing a glass block and gets a whole lot of light. And the ones that do the best are the ones that get the most light.
Okay.
I appreciate the call. If you had something else, let me talk to you off the air. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. Espoma has extremely high-quality organic products, including liquid plant foods with the innovative Easy Dose cap. Espoma also has a full line of granular organic lawn and garden foods, potting soils, and soil amendments that fit the Dirt Doctor program perfectly. Ask for Espoma products at garden centers, hardware, and other quality stores all across the U.S. For information on stores and products, visit espoma.com or call 1-800-634-0603.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities.
Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And we're all loaded up again, but real quick, I mentioned the Oscars tonight. The awards are tonight, and the unusual fact that Judy and I have seen all the pictures that are nominated for Best Picture. And I was going to tell you real quickly what I think about it. I mean, if you had time for one movie today before the Academy Awards show tonight, I'll tell you which one I'd recommend. They are La La Land, Moonlight, Fences, Hacksaw Ridge, True Story, Manchester by the Sea, Very Good, Lion, Arrival, Hell or High Water, and Hidden Figures. Now, the way I told them to you there is exactly the opposite of how I think they ought to be awarded. I think the best picture is not La La Land. It'll probably win, but it bored me to tears. And my brother felt the same way. Moonlight, we just saw, is the last one we saw. We saw it yesterday. And it was a B-plus movie. I thought it was pretty good, but it wasn't as great as some people are saying. Fences, terrific movie that was made from a play. And Denzel Washington is the guy, and he's a bad guy in the movie, but I think it's a good movie. Hacksaw Ridge, like I say, true story, is about the conscientious objector who had to go to war. the Japanese war and would refuse to carry a gun and saved a bunch of people. Real interesting story. Lion is just a terrific movie. The young kid that plays the young version, he goes through several ages in the movie. He gets lost and loses his family, and the story's about him getting back together with his real family. It's a terrific movie. Lion. Arrival is a sci-fi movie about people from other worlds coming here. Wonderful movie. Terrific movie. Hell or High Water is Jeff Bridges, and he just does a great job. Just fantastic. Won't win, but should be very high on the list, like I'm putting them here. Great story. True story, too. Done out in West Texas, and really, really worth seeing. My number one pick is Hidden Figures. Hidden Figures will probably won't win, but it should. The movie is about is a true story again, and it's about John Glenn going into space and who saved the day and got him into space. And it's three black women, and black is important in the story because this was during the time period, and they make a pretty big issue in the movie about the fact that there were still white and colored drinking fountains and restrooms. But these three women were mathematicians and scientists and came up with the answers that got John Glenn into space. So it ought to win. It's just terrific. Fantastic. They're all good, in my opinion, except for La La Land. I think it was terrible. And, of course, nobody agrees with me on that other than about a handful of people. My brother is one of them. But you need to see them all and see if you agree with me or not. That's tonight. Let's see what's up with Mark right now in Dallas. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Howard. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. What's up?
Well, hiking out in Arbor Hills today.
Hockey in Arbor Hills?
Hiking in Arbor Hills.
All right, good.
Hey, I've got about a 15-foot tall fig tree. It's a green fig. And I've got some 5 to 6 inch trunks, several of them, with other smaller and various sizes. But I need to prune it so that I can gather the figs. The birds seem to get most of them because they're all up pretty high.
Too high up? Okay.
What should I do?
What should you do? Well, you look at the tree and you identify some limbs that are growing outward, that are low enough for you to get to.
Okay.
And you prune down to that point. And even if you prune to just a bud, if that bud is pointing out, when that new growth starts, it'll grow out exactly at that direction that bud's pointing. It won't turn and grow some other direction. So, in other words, you can prune back to buds or to limbs that are growing the direction you want to go and or are at the height that you need to be able to harvest the figs. You see what I mean?
Yeah. So, you say that – so, as I said, it's about 15 feet tall, so I could actually cut it back 50% possibly.
Oh, yeah. Just if you're cutting all the limbs off and back to just stubs, that's fine. If there are no buds, you're just going to have to kind of guess where to make the cuts.
Right.
But if you can come back to where you're cutting at a horizontally growing limb or a bud that's pointed out like you want it to be, that's ideal. And that's exactly how it'll grow for you. You just, you know, do no flush cuts, no wound dressing is necessary at all. It right away because the buds are swelling on figs right now. So get it done. And those cuttings that you make, cutting them at this time of the year, about 8 inches to a foot long, stick them in potting soil. They'll root every one of them like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Good luck.
Have a great day.
All right.
Uh-huh.
You too.
Bye.
Yeah, this is the time where you can do the cuttings of figs and grapes and some other woody plants too when those buds are swelling. And you'll have close to 100% success and having rooting on those cuttings. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. If you want to call, the website is dirtdoctor.com. We'll take calls right after this.